We're going to current daf and sech the sukkah daf chav daf begin on the days. You can taste the master begin with the gemara and tamalayma. That's the basic teach of b'chasav la. It's not only b'sefer, it says b'chasav la, which is become welcome. You can write on whatever you need. And then says Taisim, if you're going to say, Ema, maybe you should translate the pasuk like this. B'chasav, which, yeah, it sounds like anything you can write on as klal, it's a general. Sefer is prat, it's specific. You have klal prat, the general and specific. In b'chal mashav prat, you only have in the general what's in the specific. So why are you saying, oh, Sefer sounds like specifically parchment, and then because it sounds like everything, so why including everything? That should be klal prat, because the klal is first, and then the prat. It should only be parchment, nothing else. Boy, more of a homo beside the perkoi, maybe the gemara said, you cannot write the scroll for the site, not a board, not on paper, and not on the piece of leather that wasn't fully tanned. Hello, Megillah, it has to be on the scroll. I'm like, it says the pasi, but Sefer. It says, but Sefer, which has to be a scroll. Now, Tarsus finds this difficult because the Hachanamic says Sefer. Here it also says Sefer. And the Hachanamic have a little mitzvah called the Bechutz Megillah. So here also should have invalidated everything besides a scroll of parchment. And so it says, Ben Chalik Ben Sefer Libba Sefer. It says regarding excluding everything. So therefore, what's the difference between Arasur again over there? Well, more of a Hachanam Emrina. Here also we say the Rabbananami Rabban also ikas the Besefer Ketikamrit. Yeah, they say, oh, had it said Besefer, it would have been like you said. Mashva sounds like Sha'az Hoyalab is called the Beshem. Then we would have included everything that doesn't have a living spirit. The Rabban who disagree sounds like only because it says Sefer, which sounds like we're saying Sfirist Baz Ma'alma, and that's because it says Sefer, but had it said Besefer, then most definitely it would have been specifically only the parchment. But that's difficult. So why B'Megillah Sefer? Do we say from B'Sefer? Sounds like specifically parchment and nothing else. Where in our sukkah it sounds like that the Rabbanim would have agreed that you include anything that doesn't have a living spirit from the drasha, from the cost of law. We would have included everything. And B'Sefer is only, like we're saying, qualifying that excluding only Dovah Shepeichum and Eichel. So what's the discrepancy in these two different sugis, how you darshan b'sefer? So somebody you can say it like this. That we got beside the chzeh, by the side, like it says in the pasuk, maybe behavior chazvas olas b'sefer, that you're going to write the curses in the sefer. So have a klal prat. So yeah, there you're right. That is a klal, the kasev, and it has the prat of b'sefer. So you only have b'chlal, mashab prat. If it's only kasher with a cloth. When it goes back and it says, okay, because of the nas being given to our hand, that sounds like whatever it is, it says another cloud. So the difference actually cloud prat the cloud. And therefore it's not limited to the specific prat. It has to be ke'ena prat, which is actually as the Gemara is really saying. Now I've got the rice lemaisa klal basa, although the rice doesn't bring the last cloud. But since the Kavasash Kacham Perakam the Gush, we find like this in the first Perak Gush of Chafav and Bezik, the Bryce will in the Bryce Ain, the Marzeya. I would only know for the Eved that he wants to stay La'ilam, that you only do with a Marzeya. I mean, now the Rabbis has Sulba, Sidam, and Deva, and I have to use all these other tools. Some of them says, look, Kachta, the Rabbis called Dovahani Kaviyah that comes to include anything that's taken by hand. We're Mucha, Sudyev, and it's obvious from the Sudyev, but the Bechlav Prat, the Klav Darsh. The only reason why we know it is because from a Klav Prat to Klav, because the Nasat, the Bosnia, were Delis, Chazav Akal. So, even though it doesn't say it, here also, although the last clause is not mentioned, but that's actually where we know it from there, therefore it's different. There it's only klal prat. Yes, so you only have the prat. Here it's klal prat and klal, which is again, ke'en ha-prat, but not just the prat itself. Chinnik says, not to begin with, the Gemara, mas sefer, oh, just like we found by sefer, which qualifies the b'chas of lashim, but ruchayim can't be something that has a living spirit. But this says, what's interesting is, of the second type, the chesibitz in the pasuk, what could you buy with the meister sheni funds? But so with the cattle and the flock, so nakatzad shall primer privig do a karka. When it's qualifying buck and son, which are animals, it's saying, oh, what does that mean to say? What type of things could you buy with the meister sheni funds? It has to be primer pri, something that's a derivative of a derivative, we can do a karka and that nourishes from the ground. Well, perkamo, and previously in the first pack of the Yadavan base knockout, we said a different drasha. Said, oh, machagiga, just like the chagiga, which is also an animal. But we qualifying that, what is that to mean that we're comparing the sukkah to it? Davish ain makabal tum, something that's not makabal tum, and grows from the ground. So, how are you saying behema in all these different contexts, expounding it in different ways? So, what does it mean? What is the comparison that behema is supposed to teach us? As a taste of a chalechet, each one can be mashadem and chacham. And you're like, yeah, you're each one the chacham, whichever one that they find it that it's comparable to, that's how they darish. And if it's not difficult, when we're saying that, what is the qualification of behema? What is it we're supposed to learn out from that? Every context is different, and if it's not difficult, why each one is going to be a different drush. Next test, Master, begin with the words of the Gemara that Rabban Haiva Chasav. This that it says to write, my way, they don't need it to include Levis Kol Dabar because they don't limit it to safer Kol, because they don't learn safer the way it basically is. So then what do you need from Bechasav? So that's the taste. What do you mean? Although you need Bechasav to say Bechasav, you have to write it for Halishma. So it says, there's actually two Pesachim. So it's the other one that's the difficulty. But then it's just him begin to say, so that might be, why does he need both? From Lishma, you call them both Klaprat because you have the Bechasav, and then you have Law, which is tells you Lishma, so you call them both from there. So why, according to him, do you need to have both? Some way you could say is because the Perek HaMakash good enough for Pezayin Manav, the Shinim expand the Chasav Law as a different drasha. We tell you Law, V'loy Law, V'loy Chaberta, and that not for her and her friend, because two women cannot be divorced with the same gid, and therefore it's not extra according to basic Lili, and therefore he actually needs to have both of these two Chasav Laws, where one is going to teach this other teaching of V'loy Law, V'loy Chaberta. Next, just master begin with the Gemara. Bechsim miskereshes. Oh, was Bchasav to tell us that she's divorced with writing, but miskereshes bekesef. That's what the Rabban learned for, and that she's not divorced with money. Tosis points out, half drasha. This drasha is l'rava. Aval abaya, not to misvar. Bereish kedushin. He actually learns this that you're not divorced with money, not from this limit that we're bringing here, but rather from logic, as the Gemara brings in the beginning kedushin of payment out. Because Yemi, they can say kesef nachnas kesef maitzi. What money brings her in, money takes her out. They're going to say that the defender has become the prosecutor. You can't have the same thing that's creating the intimacy to ruin that. And therefore, according to him, you don't learn enough from Bechazav Law. But it says, you're right. So only explaining what that's used according to Rav is a drasha, but according to Bai, you also need to have Bechazav Law, which was essentially the Gemara's question, to teach you a different teaching, that she divorced with only writing, in other words, and not with Chalitza. Meaning, so although Chalitza could remove the sister-in-law, but that from his brother's marriage, but that doesn't remove it from his own marriage, because the British Mishnah Kedushin of Gimel Bei is Dorish Lo Misefer Karsa Veindavach Karsa. The Gemara learns out this halacha that a woman does not go out with chalitza, actually from the words of Sefer Krisis, which teaches you, yes, Sefer Karsa, only the parchment, meaning the get, is a severance. Veindavach Karsa, meaning of like what's a chalitza that doesn't sever the relationship. Now he, but he drasha, and that drasha is kibisa glili. He can mash mahacha. It's like kibisa glili. Like it sounds like over here. Like the place is going to explain later on why is the Gemara using the drasha kibisa glili. But one thing that we see is from that place where we exclude over here that you don't divorce with money. We also exclude that you don't divorce with chalitza. So again, therefore, according to Abaya, who holds that to not to divorce with money, no from Svara. So the meat would be for the other teaching of regarding excluding Chalitza. But since it says Taisus, as you just alluded, the Ksas Tame, it's a little bit of a wonder. That it doesn't tell us that this Drosh of Chasav regarding Chalitza, which would be like the Rabbanon, and it actually says it, the Drosh of Bisiglili. So it starts to be, yeah, because what you can say is the Orchid Ashas Hoche B'chol Duchto, that is the norm of the Gemara throughout all the places, maybe Drosh Abshuta, to bring the more simple interpretation. Here, the most simple interpretation that would be Bisek Lili, to tell you that Sefer Karsa and Ve'inda B'acha Karsa, and therefore it says the Drosh over here, even the Rabbanan that they learn now from a different pasuk. It just brings proof for this, as we find, which, you know, and it brings the more pshut l'chayra, the more seemingly simple interpretation. That we say that the additions of the girl of the nara goes to her father when she gets injured. Ubreish kedushin, the gemara kedushin of gimel beis mashma, the merel beis avia, that the pasuk that says the youth, she's in her father's household, then the first Nadamtsim. It's actually talking about nullifying the vow and not regarding the halacha of shvach neur of chavala, and yet we bring it from Bnei Rabbi Sivya again because it's just the more simple way of showing it, even though it's not really the primary interpretation. And b'chem perek echad din imam nisan nidav lamed alam beis v'perek v'samin that nidav noim alav the darsh where the gemara expounds the goyim that regarding a nega roi nois nel b'yem, you could only look at it and evaluate it only during the daytime. Where do we know it? Mebiyon harois boy basachayid from the pasuk says in the daytime that he sees it, the raw flesh, it's going to make it tummy. Kedabai, which is like a bay, it's a very common bay caught in the pchesim adav. Yet v'shabik darsh the rava, they're leaving the primary interpretation of rav the darsh where he expounds the chesim li because says to me loyri not from some candlelight, which you could just see straight up. Again, because Abai is the most simple translation. B'chem perek rakor is Megillah Mefreya also, and the Gemara Megillah Nechof Menaf, the Dersh, where the Gemara expounds. But the Moil in the Bo'yim. Circumcision is only during the daytime. That's different from the fact that it says, in the Pesach, Bo'yim, which means the Yimel on the eighth day, is going to be circumcised. Whereas the Perek of Elazim, Lo'y Hevi, and Shabbos, Abkabalam, Kabbalam, Bezim, and Aleph, Mabik, Lehmi, Ben, Shmoyin, and Siyamim, we learn it from a different Pesach, from on the eighth day, Lo'y Leilis, and not at night time. Because the other pasuk b'yayim mukil b'yayim afal b'shabbos comes to teach a different teaching of daytime even during the day of any day of even Shabbos, but not to exclude that of nighttime. But again, from all these places, you see that the norm of the Tan is to take the most simple translation and source, and therefore it's not difficult why they take Rabbi Yisrael Lilies and not the primary of the Rabban. Next says Masla to begin with the Gemara Manash Leitech LeBeisavichal Oil. If let's say he tells her this, you get on the condition you don't go to your father's household ever again. Ain't the crease. That's not considered. A crease is a severance because she's always going to be connected to her ex-husband. So it says to him, it's a wonder why. For a mace and the gear says, Aviha, if her father dies, it's not going to be considered anymore her father's house. Look at that, like we learn in the Darm, so someone says, I take a vow, I'm not going to go into your house. I'm not going to buy your field. If that person dies or he sells to someone else, it's not considered that person's house anymore. So when the father dies, she'll be able to go to the father's house. It's not forever. When the father dies, so it's not necessarily an eternal connection. And that's what it says. There's something you can say is no. The base of it, the father's household, that's actually referring to all the descendants of the father. That's called his household. So, therefore, Vafa Pishamis, even though he dies, it's still going to be forbidden. And that's why it's forever. Knashkin Gabi Tamar, Shahisa Bita Shalshem. Gabi Tamar was the daughter of Hashem, because it says, Bussing Bereshah, Shvi Almana Besabich. Stay as a widow in your father's household, or cry mesavia. This is obvious in the psukim that the father already died. And what's he called? Besavicha. Obviously, it's called Besavia even after he dies, and therefore that's why this menashal tekel Besavicha la'olam is going to be eternal, and therefore it's not a krisis. Continuing next test, Marta begins with the Gemara of Idoch. And the other man, the Mekor's krisis, Navki learns that, could have said, save a car, so save a krisis. As you learn that, another halacha of this terminology of krisis. No, says today's kashal ben tam is difficult to remain in tam because the parak of Megash Megmar getting up pegim on beis come out Rabban Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara says on the Rabban Rabbi Eliezer that kares creases leitashi. They don't expound this double understanding of the word creases. But Rabbi Yisgulu mechal the Rabban. Rabbi Yisgulu is one of those disagreeable Eliezer. So obviously he doesn't darshan in kares creases. How can he say he knows from kares creases? So says Vishlamor, you could say yes, no. The light come alim mashmalei. It doesn't say over there in Gittin that he doesn't. Understand that the word creases it connotes two drushes. And like drush, like he drusha. It's that drush of Misa Glili that they don't learn out. But of course he does, and therefore that's the idach mikras kris nafka al gemara is saying that Misa Glili would darshan another teacher, just not that teaching over there and getting the pegim on base of it. So next is master the beginning words in the gemara, but ikka naifat. But what do you do with the branches? Aye, that does move in the wind. That's not a mechitza that doesn't move. Says the Gemara, double behutz of adafna. Oh, no, we're talking about we tie it together with the palm branches and the other branches. No. So this is it's a tame to wonder why. Because the perek of Ne'ev and the Gemara, the first perek of Ne'ev and the Tetz of Ma'av. Domer Rava says a different teaching. He says, Mechitzo, Menz Meleo, if you have a wall partition that's standing by itself, which just there naturally, Lishma Mechitz, not considered as a partition. Upadich Mehacha. And the Gemara over there asks from over here. We would say if someone makes a sukkah between the trees and the trees of the walls, it's going to be kosher, even though the walls are there naturally. And the Gemara answers, oh, b'shanotu b'tchilik ha'chotoma, where you planted it initially to be as a wall, so therefore it wasn't by itself, it was by a person making the trees like that. But I was bothered by this, because al karach, mok melach, what I mean, we had to say, hinar so good, abba the words of adafna, as we brought in that dimen maschataisis, that you tied the branches together with lulavim branches, Because if not, we would have a difficult in Rechab Yagut Allah, who says Mechitza, they cannot stand in Rechab, and says not Mechitza. So you have to anyway say B'hutta B'dafna, so B'sulay Tricha or not to Mechitza L'Kal. You don't have to say that it was originally planted the whole tree for this purpose, because anyways, it's a Mechitza that's not Nasim Ela, because you're making it with B'hutta B'dafna. And that's what says B'shulay Tricha, is the Bein Hocha, Bein Hasim Daik. No, the truth is, the two places the Gemara is asking, that although over here we're explaining that you did B'hutta B'dafna, you can still ask on over there on Rava, because Shum Dimash Mele Da'ar B'chalinim. Sounding to the Gemara that the Mishnah that says these walls of the trees for the sukkah is kosher, it's talking about all situations. Meaning, whether the majority of the wall is from the hard trunk of the tree, which does not move from the wind, or whether the majority of the tree is actually of the wall is actually from the branches and not from the strong trunk. In the Gemara, they were asking from the fact that the trunk, which is not being tied by the person, only branches. And that's not a mechitza that was made by man. Here we're asking from the case of when the majority is from the branches, where it's not a mechitza. Now, this the Gemara asks over here. The Gemara says, what's the need of saying this? If you're saying that he tied it, of course, it's a mechitza that's not going to be moving. Why doesn't the Gemara answer that? That the chiddush is mechitza means melash from mechitza. They were talking about that it's a wall that's standing there from itself. It's a tree that was there from before. It wasn't originally planted, but that's because the kachu maskan the hasan. That's actually the maskan of the gemara over there. The kula ma'id mechitza. Everyone agrees by the mechitza, which was by itself, that's going to be kosher. And you don't have to, as the gemara wanted to say, you don't have to plant it originally for that, because the mechitza nasan is a mechitza. So maybe that should be the chiddush of our mishnah. And that's the no lechashiv zechidush. That's not considered as a novelty. From the kaim lon kabaya b'lechi love this mei lechi. We hold a kabaya that for a side post. That was there by itself, it's considered a lechi, and if for the halachas of lechi, even for that it's considered as a lechi, so b'choshke mechitza b'shor, mechitza, that's a bona fide wall, not just a lechi, that's a side post, for sure, you wouldn't have to go ahead and make it by man, even if it's dim, it's going to be kosher, therefore that wouldn't have been a valid chiddush for our Mishnah.